In the right way, he said. I remember him. I had to laugh. Anyway, Borden's Fire Brigade. I remember back in that day. So what are we doing now, buddy? We did Matt Land. Now's the time to do a waltz.
Let's do a song for some of our friends from around the branch area. Mr. and Mrs. Witness on Yeah. I know they like this song here. It don't hurt anymore.
Every month j'ai bébé, t'as quitté hier soir, on a levé qu'un homme. Oh, mon café primal, every month j'ai tifé, m'a quitté pour un homme, mon petit grand mot je vais faire.
I like that. Lanyab, working hard for you right there with Jason Fry and Mark Lachelet and Ray Thibodeau and Ken Smith. They're working hard for you up here. And then you can follow them all the way to Lakeview Park and Beach tonight in the pavilion. I think I'm going to go.
I'm going to look for you.
Well, I'm going to be right there. I'm going to be in my truck with the door shut, enjoying the music. One of the things that will encourage young people to play music is jam sessions. And we are so fortunate in and around the little towns we have here, even Eunice, Lafayette, and all the places where they have these jam sessions. We wondered if you or your kids or your grandkids are interested in the music, by all means, have them attend one of those jam sessions, and you're going to see that It's some wonderful stuff. There's a jam session at Ruby's every Wednesday night starting at 6 o'clock. Is there one this Wednesday, being that it's going to be? I'm sorry? There's none till January at Ruby's. Okay, well, we understand that with all the holidays and everything coming up. And, of course, that Cajun Music Jam Session is coordinated by Jam Coordinator himself, musician, producer, radio personality, Mr. Fred Charlie, is in charge of that jam here at Ruby's. And also there's a jam session at Vermilionville every Saturday at 1 o'clock. It's put up, put together by the CFMA, the Cajun French Music Association. Also the BVD, the Bayou Vermilion District, is the parent company of Vermilionville, and our mission statements sort of parallel one another. We're interested in preserving the culture as we knew it, and with the culture comes the music, for sure. And every Saturday afternoon, I would encourage you, if you're interested in learning how to play a Cajun instrument, Vermilionville is the place to be on Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock. Even if you don't want to learn something and you just want to come and enjoy some good traditional Cajun music, you can come to Vermilionville. It's free to the general public. All you got to do is tell them that you're going to the jam session. It's held. Actually, we did really well at the jam session at Vermilionville. It started in one of the little slave quarters on the inn in the courtyard. Then it moved to the conference room in the front. We outgrew that. So now we're in the performance center. If we outgrow that, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to have to go to the Cajun Dome maybe. So I'd like to. And there's some wonderful professional musicians that come there every Saturday. And we will accept any level of musicians there for you to come and learn. This is one of the ways that that we preserve our culture and our music as we know it. There's been a lot of good bands come out of the jam session, one of them being the Pine Leaf Boys, for sure. So we would encourage you to come. At Ruby's in January, they're going to start going up again in January, and, of course, every Saturday at Vermilionville, you can come there. What we got, buddy? So is that a B-flat and a C accordion? Is that what it is?
No, it's a D and a C.
A D and a C. Okay. All right. What are we doing, Mark?
Mange-Repidois.
I remember that song. I probably know that. I probably know who that song was written about. I'm just joking. But Mange-Repidois, yeah? I don't want to see you anymore.
A cassé, mon cœur plusieurs fois. Aujourd'hui, ça sera la dernière
thank you. You know, we are so lucky here in Lafayette in southwest Louisiana to have the music that we have here. You know, we have traditional Cajun music. We have Creole music. We have Zydeco music. We have swamp pop music. How many of y'all are paying attention to The Voice lately on TV? I know most of you are Cajun music fans and probably don't watch network TV like me, but whatever. So I don't know if you're ever following the efforts of a guy named Ray Boudreaux from Cameron Crow that's still on The Voice, actually out of, I think there's eight left.
You want to?
Hasu, there's eight contestants left on The Voice, and, you know, he won. Actually, he was still in last Monday. And we were talking about that today at Vermilionville at the Jam, and probably, you know, this is the first time that the public has ever been exposed to swamp pop music. And, you know, when he performs, when Ray Boudreaux performs, he performs with the full horn section like they did in swamp pop music. You know, the Boogie Kings, Johnny Allen, T.K. Hewlett, Willie T, all those guys that played, well, they played with a full horn section. And so this is the first time that the public has been exposed to swamp pop music. And one of the guys said that that's probably probably why it's so he's standing out so much, and everybody loves him so much, because it's a genre of music that nobody gets a chance to listen to unless you're from here. We know what swamp pop music is when you can go to Shreveport and they've never heard that in their life. They don't know who Johnny Allen is. They don't know who T.K. Hewlett is, guys that have been playing swamp pop all of their lives. So I want to sure wish him the best, because il est pas honte de dire à tout qui can, il est cajun. Il est pas honte quand il était un petit, un enfant. Il a écouté la musique cajun quand il était élevé. He's not ashamed of none of that stuff. He tells everybody, my dad always listened to traditional Cajun music on Saturdays. We would go to the dance, listen to the Cajun music. My dad and I listened to K-Bone Radio, and I want to wish him all the best. I'm telling you, I hope that guy goes all the way to the top. I hope he wins President of the United States if he wins.
Me too.
That's right. So we have one, buddy. What are we playing?
We got a request for the young from Chitanya. There's something called a Unit Two-Step.
I like that meme.
Thank you.
Well, I like that. So you just woke up one morning and said, I'm going to learn how to play the accordion.
Oh,
you
no,
had somebody.
I've been saying that before.
Long time.
Yeah.
So as a kid, you had to listen
since
to music.
Since I was small.
Small.
Yeah, and like this tall.
Yeah. And so who was your who was the one that you wanted to play like, for sure?
I wanted to play like my daddy. He played a little bit. I thought it was a lot.
And you want to play just like him? He's the one that encouraged you?
Yeah.
Actually, back in the day, yeah. So, and then you picked up
we listen to French music all the time on the radio, on TV.
That's how we were all raised, actually.
KLFY, watch Aldous and
once you got
Austin
stuck,
Pete on the TV.
Once you got stuck listening to the music, c'était foutu, c'était fini. I remember even growing up as a kid, you know, we would listen to rock and roll and stuff. But every Saturday you come to my house, that radio was on some Cajun music. Friday afternoons they had Cajun music, and then of course Saturday and Sundays. And back in the day, the only time you could listen to Cajun music was AM stations, remember? Or TV channel 10, like you said, and Alice Roget and Bill Cochran. Well, how am I remembering those names? I can't remember what happened yesterday. What was the name of the radio program, the TV program? Do you remember? Tu te rappelles, T-Boy? Le programme de Chandis. Alice Roget and Lafayette Playboys would play every Saturday afternoon on TV. And I remember when he came and he had a song and he said, I wrote a song and it's called the KLFY Waltz. I remember the day they played it. I think I've been listening to him and playing it ever since. So what are we going to do?
Well, the KLFY Waltz.
That's a good idea. That's a great
story.
Idea. L'avoir de qui à la fois.
Yeah,
yes, sir. You know, wonderful thing. One of the great things about the jam sessions is that every now and then, you know, we sit there and we play music. Sometimes there's, you know, 30, 40, 50 musicians. Sometimes, you know, guitar players support musicians. And every now and then, they got a young man that's going to come up. And you can tell when they walk up, you know, the mom and dad's there, the parents there, the nanans there, the grandparents are there. They all walk through the door. They got an accordion case. You've been through it, Ray. Got an accordion case, and they walk in, and there's the young boy playing the accordion. And it's truly amazing how Cajun music affects a family. It's the mom and dad that really have to be dedicated to the kid playing music, because mom and dad's going to have to. It wasn't like when we learned back in the day. You learned in the closet and you came out and you played and stuff. But today they want you to start learning when you're 3 years old, and they take you to. They have those little Thibodeau kids that are truly amazing, and their mom will take them. There's Eamon Anderson and the little girl Evelyn, and I don't think the oldest one is like 9, and the mom puts them in the truck every day, and they go either to you know, the Horse Farm jam session or Vermilionville or at the Begnaud House, just in order to play. So let me tell you, you folks out there, if you got a kid that wants to be a musician, you got to be dedicated to yourself as well. I'd like to give a great shout-out to a friend of mine that plays Cajun music, Tommy Guidry. I don't know if you know him, Jason.
Yeah.
Excellent accordion player.
Tom.
He's one of those guys that showed up at the jam one day, and a friend of his and a cousin of mine, Derek Landry, was. And he kept pointing to Tommy, and he says, and I think at the time Tommy was playing the fiddle at the time, and he brought his accordion case. And so Derek says, "You got to let him play the accordion." I said, "Okay." So after the song was over, I said, "You play the accordion, or you just brought that?" He said, "No, I play." So I've been impressed. When he opened that accordion box, I was impressed then. I'm still impressed. He's listening to us, probably drinking some beer and making a gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'd
like to give a shout out to Tommy Guidry out there. He's listening for sure. He's burning my phone up while we're playing. So what are we doing, Jay? What we got next? Let's play one for Tommy.
How about the old song, Two Step? Not the old.
I'm sorry?
Awesome
Two Step. We'll be right back. Come on, let's give it up for Jason Fry and Lanya. Ray Thibodeau, Ken Smith, Mark Lachelet, and Jason Fry. Jason Fry and Lanyard, that's what I'm talking about. Well, listen, folks, that's the show for tonight. Y'all be careful on the way home. We want you here next Saturday. By the way, next Saturday is going to be Forrest Huval and Friends with Al Berard. It's going to be here next Saturday. So how about seeing you next Saturday? Y'all be careful on the way home and keep warm.